I'm Evan Kleiman, and this is Good Food on the Road. Jonathan Gold is here. He's the Pulitzer Prize-winning food writer for the LA Times. And today, we're back in Chinatown to discuss LA's first Pak Pak outpost from Portland-based chef Andy Ricker.
Pad Thai is, it's got to be the most famous Thai dish. It's a dish that maybe a lot of us stopped ordering 25 years ago. Or 10 years ago. It's usually sort of sweet, it's orange, it's gloppy, it's everything mall about mall Thai food.
And it's a dish that if you were to ask a Thai person about it, their response is like, why are you even asking me about that?
Right. I mean, they'll always say that it's not a big thing in Thailand. And it's totally ubiquitous, but it's not anything that anybody obsesses about. I mean, maybe it's like sliced pizza, though I guess people obsess about sliced pizza.
Okay, so what makes this Pad Thai worthy of naming a restaurant for and sort of really trying to get people to eat it again?
There are two things about it. One, when you order Pad Thai in most restaurants, the noodles are, rice noodles are sort of stiff and they're oversweetened. Here, the noodles are cooked slowly instead of quickly. So they're very subtle. They're cooked in freshly rendered pig fat, which may be or may not be to your liking. There are dried shrimp in it, which are super funky, and little things of fried pig skin, which are super delicious. But when it comes out, it's a plain plate of noodles. The thing about the Pad Thai is that it forces you to think about what you really want in a Thai dish. And probably every time you've been to a Thai restaurant, you've seen that little array of jars on the table with stuff in it. And maybe you spooned out some chilies once, or maybe you tried the fish sauce in one, but you've probably pretty much ignored it. Here, and probably everybody else would, but especially here, those jars are the point. So if you want it hot, you spoon on the toasted chili powder. If you want it to be a little more tart, and you do, then you squeeze over a lime and then you spoon over some of the chili vinegar. If you want more of an umami saltiness to it, there's fish sauce, which also has little bird peppers in it, and you spoon that over it. And then
you look at that little caddy jar filled with white sugar, and you say to yourself,
no, I'm not putting white sugar on this. White sugar is everything that I am against. And it's not quite right. And then you put the sugar on it, and it's like, oh my God, this is exactly the flavor that I want. And you keep adjusting them, and every time you go back and you order the dish, you get a little better at figuring out exactly what the zone is for you. And then they become noodles that you absolutely just love, but you have to think about them. You have to be an active partner in your own meal.
Thank you, Jonathan.
Thank you.
That was Jonathan Gold, Pulitzer Prize-winning food writer for the LA Times. We've been talking about Andy Ricker's Pak Pak Pad Thai in Chinatown. Text the words good food to 69866 and you'll get a text with the restaurant's address and Jonathan's recommended dishes.